Welcome to Uncle Bob's Magic Cabinet, a mother-daughter podcast about all things magic and mythology and pop culture.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And we're on.
And we're on.
Hey, everyone. I'm Liam, the daughter.
I'm Laura, I'm the mom.
Welcome to Witch Whispers.
Witch Whispers.
It sounded like you said, and we're Ron. Who's Ron?
Ron's house.
TM. Hey, I'm up.
You are.
I'm the first Witch Whisper of the year.
Nice.
Yay. And it's my birthday week.
I was going to say, very fitting.
Very fitting.
It's your birthday week.
And I chose intentionally.
Yes.
Yes. I have been sitting on this topic for quite some time. And I was like, you know what? It's my birthday week. And I've been doing this thing where I'm trying to feed my inner child.
Yes.
She's hurting.
Yeah.
She's hurting a little bit lately. I'm not even going to lie. And so I've been like subconsciously doing things to like feed little Lee. Feed little Lee. Ooh, don't cry. Okay. Try not to cry. So I'm going to talk about Amy Brown today.
Wow. Good
one. Oh my gosh. I know.
One.
Is this throwing you back?
Oh my gosh. Throwing me back to the Hot Topic days.
I know. This is another, like I talked about Emily the Strange a few months ago. That was also feeding little Lee. And this is another one of those.
Yeah.
This is another artist that I was absolutely obsessed with as a kid. Still am. I still love her and I love her work. I had everything.
Everything that was sold on Hot Topic, you had it.
Did I have a bedspread? Why do I feel like I had an Amy Brown bedspread or blanket or something?
I'm pretty sure you had a lunchbox.
Okay.
I
was obviously a fan of the lunchbox.
You had many lunchboxes.
I had many lunchboxes and I am not ashamed to admit it. Okay. So while you can find Amy Brown's artwork just about everywhere, the artist herself has always seemed just a little bit elusive to me. Like I did not know anything about her and that's why she's been on my list.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I want to know.
Yeah.
And this is kind of fitting considering what she paints, which is fairies.
Right.
Elusive. Like it all makes sense, right?
Yes.
So there was not much information on her via the web.
Right.
No Wikipedia.
Wow.
Not even a Wikipedia. So I was like, oh shit. So when I went to start researching, I was like, what do I do?
Right.
So your girl went straight to the artist herself because I have been feeling, I don't know, bold lately. My Aries placements are really just coming out to play and I'm like, well, just fucking message her.
Just go for it.
Just go for it. What's the worst that's going to happen? Yeah. She's going to not answer. Okay.
Crickets.
But guess what? She answered to my surprise.
So nice.
And she is absolutely lovely. This was like, I needed this kind of.
Yeah.
I needed this like glimmer of kindness. She was just so kind. Aww. She let me ask her questions. She sent me articles to help me with my research. And we talked back and forth. And I, again, have been a fan of hers
for so long.
So I was definitely like, I went to Jake. I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. I'm talking to Amy Brown herself.
Wow. I wonder if you could pull up some pictures of you in your Amy Brown gear.
Oh, I'm sure I could. Why am I like slightly embarrassed?
You shouldn't be. I always recall that one shirt that you, you couldn't take it off. It was called the Brat.
The Brat. We're going to talk about that because it comes out. It was like I lived in that thing. It probably smelled and that's why I don't have it anymore. And I would kill someone to get my hands on that thing. All right, so I'm going to tell you a little bit about the artist.
Yes, please.
All right, so if you don't know, Amy Brown is a watercolor fantasy artist, known for her fairy-themed artwork.
Yes.
Go give her a quick Google, because even if you think you don't know her, this is one of those like, oh, shit, yes.
Right.
Especially in our sphere.
Oh,
okay, you know Amy Brown.
Of course.
She was born on January 18th, 1972.
Wow.
In Bellingham, Washington.
Oh my gosh.
So that's another, man, it keeps calling us back. Are we going to move back? I don't know. Stay tuned. We're fucking hot messes. We're just on a different coast every few years.
I need to jet set from coast to coast.
Exactly. I do need like my own private jet to just whenever I'm feeling spicy, just fling back and forth. So I had to ask Amy her birthday. I was like, if this isn't too personal, do you mind giving me your birthday? Because again, there was not much info.
No Wikipedia.
Exactly. And she only knew her sun sign. Uh-huh. So of course I did some digging. I was like, hold on.
Tap those fingers.
And one of the articles she sent me said Bellingham, Washington. Uh-huh. So I'm going off of that. I hope that's accurate. This would make her a Capricorn sun.
Wow.
With an Aquarius moon.
Whoa. Mm-hmm.
I was like, where's the air?
There's
with the fairies.
Air. Yes.
And she also has a Pisces Venus.
Wow. There's the water.
And that is the same Venus as me. And we'll get to water.
Yeah.
I am obviously meant to reinvent my relationship with Capricorns.
Yes.
And so I thought this was very interesting.
Very fitting and perfect.
Very fitting. Yeah. Okay. So according to her website, she has always been interested in the fairy realm.
Wow.
But didn't start depicting them until around 1992.
Oh, sounds about right.
Sounds about right. At that time, she was almost 21 and she was working in a small art gallery called, I believe, Festival of Art in Tacoma, Washington.
Okay.
So she was born in Bellingham, but moved to Tacoma when she was very little. And she has been there ever since.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And we've been to Tacoma.
Yes.
And I thought it was such a cool city. And it makes sense as an artist it felt very artsy to me.
I mean, when you just look at Washington in general, in that area, the nature is just so beautiful. It's breathtaking.
It's stunning. There's nothing like it.
I would not be surprised if fairies were actually seen out there in the woods.
Oh, 1,000%. If you can spot a fairy, I'm sure you're going to spot them in the PNW. Mm-hmm. That's where I would go if I was
a
fairy.
Yeah.
So while at the gallery, her boss asked her to paint something to fill an empty frame that was just kind of lying around. Mm-hmm. And not knowing exactly what to paint, Amy asked her boss, who replied, I don't know, paint a fairy or something.
Oh.
Thank you, boss.
Wow.
I would like to.
And that's how it all began.
Yes.
Jeez.
I would like to personally thank that boss.
Wow.
Amy said, say fucking less. And history was made.
Jeez. That
isn't
is
that cool?
Spectacular.
So a few days later, the painting sold.
Wow.
Which inspired her to paint another. And another and another, because they kept selling.
Yeah.
Amy kept on painting fairies whenever she had the time until the fairies began demanding her complete attention, which they often
of
do.
Of course.
If you work with fairies or the fairy realm, you'll know that they don't leave you alone.
That's correct.
So I'm going to pull some direct quotes here. The years shoved their way past me and I kept my head down. Painting, 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 and not paying much attention to the rest of the world until I had to.
I like that.
Yes. It was like the fairies had taken control of me and were pushing me to paint their portraits and perhaps let the world know that they are watching.
Oh, that's awesome.
I love that.
That is wonderful.
So that's just what Amy did. She put in the work and began selling prints and original. the OG pieces at local fairs and shops until it became clear that she needed her own website. I want you to put yourself in. This was the 90s.
Yeah.
So that, you know, wasn't
new.
It was
new.
Thing. The World Wide Web was new. Okay. So her website, which is Amy Brown Art, created with the help of her computer programmer boyfriend, impressive at the time, allowed her to share her art worldwide. And from there, her career naturally just kind of took off.
That's crazy.
I mean, it took some, years, but
of course,
the website seemed to really be what
The air, the airwaves, you might say.
Okay. Way to go, Lore.
The communication of the air and the fairies.
You know what? Wow. Yes,
Lore. I love that.
Yes. And it's just continued to build ever since then. So now her art can be seen on licensed products. She's made over 2,000 paintings and counting, probably way more than that. This was on her website, which may be a little, you know.
Yeah.
She's got a shit ton of work for you to find.
I've been looking at her new stuff. It's gorgeous.
Gorgeous. If you like fantasy art or fairies, chances are you have something of hers. And I have seen many people at specifically Renaissance festivals
wearing Amy Brown. Yeah.
Wearing Amy Brown and sporting an Amy Brown fairy tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember? Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like everyone had an Amy Brown tattoo.
Wow.
What like homage. Back in the day. You know what? Do I need to get one? I don't know. Hold on. I'll be right back. No, I'm just kidding. So again, I was obsessed with her and you really could find her stuff everywhere in Hot Topic too, in the early 2000s. Yeah. Me and you were out the other day and we went
a rarity.
Yeah. It doesn't happen often. We went out the other day and we were, you know, looking through some shelves and we found an Amy Brown shirt in Hot Topic.
Yeah.
It wasn't my size, so I couldn't get it. I was a little bummed out, but she's still there.
I love that representation.
I absolutely love that. Again, I lived in my one specific t-shirt. Yeah. It had one of her fairies on it called the Brat and it had like black and white checkered sleeves.
Yeah,
it was like a Raglan t-shirt.
Oh, my God.
You know what? I'm going to hunt it down.
I remember that one you had where it's the one that's draped over the moon in the blues.
Oh,
and
I love her depictions of fairies in the moon.
Yeah.
Which again, that Pisces Venus, like, of course I'm like looking at her chart, like, oh, this makes so much sense.
Yeah.
Her work is stunning.
Yeah.
Genuinely. I love her work. So let's talk about her inspiration.
Okay. Let's do it.
So Amy says that her passion to create is like a living creature inside of her.
Oh, neat.
Yes, it pushes to escape and be seen. And when the inspiration strikes, she must create what she's seeing or feeling immediately. She's got to get it out. From my perspective, she feels like a very intuitive artist who is really in touch with her gift. And then, you know, as such, gets inspiration from just about anywhere or out of nowhere.
That's awesome.
I do find it interesting that she does not use live models.
Oh, wow.
And if you go and look at her work, I mean, it's all very anatomical.
Yeah,
I don't know. But she doesn't use live models. It's all from her mind.
Wow.
Very impressive,
that
I will say.
So impressive. Yeah, my mind is blown.
Yes, she lets the creativity flow and sometimes sees the characters in her mind or hears them speak. Mm. So most of her creations have their own specific personality or story, and it does truly shine through each of her pieces.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Each of her pieces is so exceptional and individualized.
Individualized, it's a good word.
Yeah, it's like you can see the personalities coming out in the art.
Yes, personality is a really good word. Each fairy of hers, you can instantly kind of feel the vibe. And everyone will kind of like be drawn towards a different piece.
I wonder
hers.
If she ever made dolls out of her fairies.
Oh my God.
Oh my.
I need to have one. Please let me know. So once a fairy or creature has made their presence known to Amy and she delivers their message onto paper, another is waiting impatiently close by.
Yeah.
Again, very fairy of them.
My turn.
My turn. Hello. And once she's finished working, she's ready to move on. So here's a direct quote. Maybe it's a lack of attention span. Same.
Aquarius.
I don't like to sit still. Same. So once I'm done with a painting, I'm like, okay, what's next? And I don't look back, because I had asked her, like, does one fairy or creature stand out to you? And she said no,
because
once it's on to paper, she's on to the next and she just keeps rolling.
Interesting. She just keeps building that family.
Yeah. And it's kind of like, okay, I've delivered your message. We got to go somewhere else.
There's so many more waiting.
Yeah. I love that. So even though each character might deliver a specific message to Amy, it is up to the viewer to create their own story with her pieces and subjects. So they will say something different to everyone. And they really do.
They really do.
Like what connects to me.
Yeah.
Like, I've always loved the Brat. That was not Lore's favorite.
No.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You were drawn to the ones, you know, with the moon.
Or the moon,
she has
or
so many
earth
earthy fairies.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So while she does paint a variety of different fantastical creatures, you'll see other, you know, elves or dragons, stuff like that. She is obviously very in tune with the fairy realm. So to Amy, fairies embody grace, mystery, wonder, and miracles, as well as despair, trickery, and desire. There's that duality.
Duality. Well, it's really funny because when you, you're a big fan of Brian Froud and that book that he has with the good fairies and the bad fairies. And then through our research and talking about fairies, you know, we've come to realize they're not all cute and
fairies
sunshiny.
Are pretty like neutral. They can go either way. So I liked that. In the fairy realm, all things become possible and not as all what it seems, she says. And I completely agree.
Yeah. Make sure you're leaving some milk out for them.
You know what? There's Laura with that little milk tip. God, the milk and butter. As a nature lover, fairies aren't the only source of inspiration for her. The stunning nature of the Pacific Northwest has always been a source of inspiration. The forests, the beaches, the trees. Yeah. I mean, if you have been out there, you will know what we're talking about. There is really nothing stunning like it. It is kind of one of, you know, it's its own thing.
Sometimes my heart aches for it.
Oh, yeah. Once a day, I'm like, ooh, I feel that pang. I do.
Yeah.
And I like the nature out on the East Coast in a completely different way. But there is something special about that, you know, Pacific Northwest vibe.
It's the old, old soul.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. So when Amy's cup is running empty or she needs to feel refreshed and renewed, she heads outdoors. Classic Capricorn. There's that earth. And soon enough, ideas will just pop into her mind. She is an avid gardener and will spend any chance she gets walking through her gardens and visiting her koi pond. Again, there's that water.
Beautiful.
She does seem to have a deep connection to water. So I wasn't surprised to see that, Pisces Venus. Yeah. It seems like this is how she truly connects to herself and her craft. Like she grounds herself in the earth, much like you, and it speaks back to her.
I'm envious
of that.
I mean, if you listen, if you calm your mind enough and really listen,
talk to you. She said plants, pretty much the same thing.
The plants talk to me all the time.
Yeah. So this leads into my next point. So when I asked her if she had any advice for those looking to connect with the fairy realm themselves, because that is like, I love that. Her response was, of course, all about nature. She said, quote unquote, "I think you have to be quiet with yourself and go with the flow. Get outside and take a really close look at nature, textures, the way plants move, smell, sound. Don't try to figure it out. Just be there." That's like speaking to your soul over there, Laura.
Absolutely.
So some of her characters are also inspired by the people in her life.
Oh, cool.
And I liked this little note. So the brat, the one I keep talking about, go and give it a Google because that is my favorite. I'm sure you know, if you've been listening to us for a while, I am a brat. So you can figure that out. This was inspired
by the best way.
Yeah, I'm like, I'll take that title with pride. I like to be
a
brat.
Negative.
Yeah, fuck you. I'm a brat. What about it? This was inspired by her younger sister when she was a teen. I think that's so cute. And a piece titled Attitude shows a more earthy fairy with beautiful red hair and a snarling dragon behind her. And this is a self-portrait. And I want to note that because I didn't know what she looked like. After all these years, I was like, I don't even know what you look like. And she has this beautiful red hair.
Oh my gosh.
She does have some Aries placements. Amy, if you're listening, I did do your entire birth chart. Not to be weird or anything. So go look up those pieces. I mean, really dive into her catalog because there is something for you.
I'm sure
something will carry a message to you.
Oh my gosh.
I did want to include this. She has a lot of notes on her website about her actual artistic process.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah. So as an art nerd, I like to know what, you know, supplies people use.
Ooh.
And Amy gives you the deets.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So this is one for the other art nerds out there if you wanted to know. She uses Daniel Smith Extra Fine Watercolors.
Nice.
Arches 300-pound hot press bright white watercolor paper. And this is specifically, like she said, thick paper.
Okay.
So it doesn't warp. If you've ever worked with watercolors, you know. Treacle watercolor brushes, Pigma micron pens, Faber-Castell artist pens, mechanical pencils. You know what? We're going classic.
Yeah.
Uniball Signo white gel pens. You know what? I was just thinking about gel pens the other day.
Loved a gel pen.
Why was I obsessed with gel pens?
Oh my gosh. If I ever needed to do anything, all I had to do was take you into like one of the craft stores and you'd be there for hours just playing with using all the samples on the gel pen.
Talk about feeding little Lee. Do I need to go and buy a pack of gel pens?
I think you do.
I think that would cure all of my problems immediately. And she uses Prismacolor colored pencils, which if you're an artist, you know, those are the goat. Mm-hmm. Those are the best colored pencils. So that did not surprise me. Mm. She also uses a wet on dry method, which means she allows each layer to dry completely before starting the next. So this prevents bleeding. Again, if you've worked with watercolors, and this is so like
a labor of love.
You're so patient. You're so patient.
I love that.
Because holy shit, like I would not have the brain power to be like waiting.
Yeah.
So, you know, I applaud you.
It's the patience.
Exactly. Thank you. Yes. I have no earth placements in my chart, if you were wondering. Okay. So where to find Amy Brown and her art? So if you are in the PNW, it does seem like Amy still pops up at local events every now and then. And I wish I would have known that when we lived in Seattle.
Oh my gosh. You know what? That would have been so cool.
I'm glad I didn't, because I would have made a fool of myself. I would have made a fool of myself.
Like when you met Mitch Pileggi.
Don't talk about it. He asked me my age and I didn't know.
I don't know.
I'm really bad under pressure around people that I admire. So yeah, I'm kind of glad that I didn't know that. But make sure to keep up with her on her social media and her website. Yeah. Seems like she puts where she's going to be.
Nice.
Amy also has a Patreon where you can show her some support in exchange for monthly signed prints.
Oh my gosh. Are you kidding?
I'd shit my pants. Every month I'd be like, oh my God, I'm shitting my pants. A signed print from Amy Brown? Get out of town. You can also grab some Amy Brown merch through her personal site. She has an Etsy, an Amazon storefront, a Redbubble. Go to her website and it kind of houses where everything, all of her stuff is. She does still pop up at Hot Topic, like I said, so keep an eye out.
Yeah.
But speaking of her personal site.
Yeah.
Ouch, I'm going to cry. Amy was cool enough to offer our listeners a discount code for her site.
Wow.
So you can use UBMC10 for 10% off on her personal website. Cool. We will link it everywhere. So go check it out.
Yeah.
If you are into fairies or fantasy art at all, I feel like you have to have an Amy Brown.
I mean, you have to have an Amy Brown because it's just so comforting.
There is something so comforting to her.
Yeah.
So before I asked her birthday and I started my research, I came out to you and I said I would be shocked if she was not an earth sign.
Correct.
Which for someone who depicts fairies, I would have maybe assumed air off the bat.
Yeah.
But there is something so earthy and grounded to her.
Well, and it shows in her artwork too. I mean, there is a lot of, you know, if you're looking
mushrooms
past and the fairy itself, there's all kinds of messages in there. I feel like all of the elementals she's really tapped into. There's a lot of dragons, so you're getting that fire in there. There's just a lot.
She feels like a very balanced individual from an outsider looking in. I just think she's super cool. And again, being able to talk to her, it was one of those, like they say, don't, you know, meet your idols or whatever, but this was one of those like, God, I'm glad I reached out because it made me love her and her work so much more because she was so kind.
Yeah.
And it really shines through her work.
Yeah.
I love to have her work around. There is something very, very comforting. Mm-hmm. And you know what?
And grounding.
Really? Yeah. Yes. And when I saw that she lived in Tacoma, I was like, oh, that makes total sense.
Yeah.
That makes total sense.
Yeah.
So I do want to finish with this. I asked Amy what the highlight of her career has been up until this point, because she's been at this for a while, right?
Yeah.
And I did find her answer very inspiring. She said, quote unquote, I've been at this for around 30 years and there have been a lot of ups and downs. It's been a weird ride. I liked that. I think the best part has been meeting and becoming friends with other artists.
Your community.
Yep. No one gets you as well as someone who is going through the same things you are.
Mm.
And I just felt like right now in times like we're in right now when people feel so distant and separated and disconnected from one
isolated.
another. I like that kind of hit me right in the heart and the gut,
yeah,
because you know, try to remind yourself that you can still find comfort and inspiration in each other if you allow yourself to.
Yes.
So thank you, Amy.
Oh, what a lovely, lovely experience.
Yes. And what a talented artist. And I feel so honored that, you know, she trusted, you know, she's like, yeah, I'm going to tell you whatever you want. I think that's so cool. So thank you, Amy. Go check out her art.
Yes.
If you like what we do here, you're going to like
her
stuff.
You're going to love it.
I did tell Fact Check Jake because he wasn't familiar. And I said, oh, me and you were a match made in heaven. Even, you know, when we were young, you could see the signs because he was over there in his like Lord of the Rings gear. Okay. He's like, I love the Lord of the Rings. And I was over there in my Amy Brown shirt. we're just two like fantasy nerds who came together.
That's right.
So go check her out.
Yes, please.
Once again, thank you, Amy. Go use discount code on her site and get yourself something.
There's something for everybody over there.
There really is. Yeah. And especially with the fairy realm in general, if you're looking for something, you know what, they'll have a message for you.
Of course
they will.
Me
and Fact Check Jake just picked up a book for October that's like how to build fairy huts.
Oh my gosh,
because that's something I used to do that probably because, like, I'm not even just saying this, like, I loved her artwork.
Yeah.
And there were a few, like Brian Froud, there were others, but I was so into the fairy.
Yes, you were.
I was out there building fucking huts with my sticks.
Remember we had a fairy closet.
We did.
Yes. And I would, for my nephew, because you were a little bit older, but there was a fairy closet and the fairies lived in there. And so at, you know, different times he'd come over and there'd be little presents.
He'd peek in there and you had collaged.
Yeah.
I do. This reminded me that fantasy art and fairies and dragons, it like speaks to a special part of my soul.
It does.
Yeah. It like reignited that spark and that flame. So again, thank you.
What a nostalgic look.
Yes, this was the perfect birthday week witch whisper for me.
Happy birthday, Lee.
Yeah, what a good birthday present.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, everyone.
All right. Well, we will catch you Thursday for our full length episode. And it's a special one because it's Lee's birthday episode.
It's my birthday episode, which means I get to torture Lore with a horrible sci-fi movie.
That's right.
Stay tuned.
Awesome. TTFN.
Cut, print, check the gate. Moving on.